Welcome to episode 73 of the Zach and Waleed Show. We're waiting on Nut.
He'll be here.
We actually was able to afford, first time ever, a first class ticket for a guest.
The cart is doing so well that Waleed was able to get Nut on a nice plane ride, first class. So he'll be here eventually. I think he also is on Zoom, though.
Oh, we could put. He bought the Wi-Fi?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't cover that.
Sorry, guys. He's supposed to be here, but I actually have him via live stream right now.
Okay.
He's in first class if you guys want to talk to him.
Can we pull him up?
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The episode's going.
Let me just patch him in. One sec, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Nut, are you there? Can you see us?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, nice.
Oh, there he is.
What's up, Nut?
This plane sucks ass.
Oh
whoa. What airline did we book you on again?
Spirit?
Oh,
I didn't even know they had first class.
That's my bad. That's all we could afford.
That's really bad. It's okay.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll wait until you come. Do you mind just talking and hanging for a little bit? Nut? There's a delay, I think.
Oh, I hate Zoom.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're here.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
The Wi-Fi sucks ass on this plane.
It's Spirit, man. It's a little dial-up.
Episode 73 of the Zach and Waleed Show. We have a great episode. We got Nut online on Zoom.
He's landing soon.
He's landing very, very soon.
He'll be here.
Hopefully he lands safely.
Yeah. Nut, did you get any snacks yet?
I was supposed to, but the flight attendant is...
Ah, dude. Well, Spirit, well, you have to pay for the food and the snacks and the drinks
well,
and everything,
that's the
dude.
Thing about
can I get some pretzels?
Oh, jeez.
Spirit fucking sucks.
Spirit Airlines. Oh my god.
There's
man. I got my pretzels.
My fiance is not gonna be happy about that glass.
Dude,
yeah. Because she works for Spirit. Yeah.
How are you?
Is this her glass?
Water.
I'll figure it out. They will say though, the Erewhon water.
Pretty nice.
It seems like they spent most of their first class budget on the one water.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Did the glass get anyone next to you on the plane?
Well, no, he's first class, remember?
There's no one around.
I mean, there's only like two people on this flight. It's a Burbank to LAX flight.
Wow. Dang.
Oh, we could have just sent you an Uber. why don't we just send you like an Uber Lux?
No, because if you're going to get me on the podcast, I need first class tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's nut.
How was the check-in process? You get an okay security?
It was kind of a lot, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And I was expecting better. That's why I wore my suit. I was like, they would treat me like a professional.
Yeah.
And that did not happen.
What iPhone is that?
What'd you say?
What iPhone is that?
Oh, it's not an iPhone.
Oh, dang.
It's a BlackBerry.
It's a BlackBerry Curve.
Dang, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't trust the government.
Yeah.
No. That a boy. Holy shit.
Hey, you ever get randomly searched, by the way, at the TSA?
No.
I don't think that he does not pass as someone that is threatening.
Sometimes, look how sketchy he looks.
Sometimes I'll volunteer to be searched.
He looks like he's picking someone up from... You volunteer to get searched?
Yeah, it's like you guys want something to do.
It is their job. Might as well check, maybe.
I saw something on Twitter a while, like recently, where it was like, on the x-rays, they can see your dick and balls and shit. Is that,
oh, yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Is that real,
yeah,
or was that a bit? I don't
know.
No, it's real.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you change legally your name to Nut on your license so you can just, you know, get a little weirded out at the...
No, that would be sick, though. I actually just got a new license.
Oh, hell yeah.
I would show you, but it's in my car. I left it in my car.
That's totally
as
fine.
As it should be.
Yes, good, good. I think his plane, is his plane landing yet, Kenny?
It should be. It looks like it's on time to LAX. Weirdly, the flight was 4.5 hours from Burbank to LAX, but he's going to be here in it looks like 5 minutes he's landing.
Nice.
Okay,
so,
nice.
He'll be here. We're sending a car.
Guys, be sure to comment, give us a thumbs up, all the damn plugs. You know?
So we can fly in another guest.
So we can keep flying our guest first class. And look. Listen, if you're listening on some type of audio
device,
like a BlackBerry or an iPhone.
I think he's listening to us in his earpiece.
Yeah,
right
rate us 5 stars. Not that hard to rate us 5 stars.
Please,
Can't be that hard.
And rate Nut 5 stars on Cameo.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Not gonna lie, been not doing the Cameo's been going poorly.
It's okay, dude. So
5 stars would be good.
It's okay. It was the holidays.
Yes. Yeah. I will remember to do them.
You have a Valentine's Day coming up, so
it is Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's like you're probably your biggest
I think so. Maybe.
Season yet.
That's like a yearly salary right there for you.
Hopefully.
Dude, that'd be sick. What are, is it $35 now or 40?
Something like that. This is the thing also. I'm conflicted. The people who run Cameo messaged me. They had my phone number.
Huh?
Which was, I was like, how did, what is,
they have,
but yeah. I was like, this is weird. But they messaged me. They said, you should make yours more expensive.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I should.
I have mine for $20.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't think I should be more.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't do a lot of them. So I think it would be bad to not do a lot of them and then make it more expensive.
Well, you're a businessman. You know this.
But I am a businessman. That's why I'm wearing. That's why I'm in first class with the earpiece.
Fucking swag on Zoom.
I do it for free. I just send people say, can you wish me a happy birthday? I just go, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I tried to get you into Cameo, but you just didn't want to
do it. It feels weird sometimes.
It feels weird sometimes. Yeah, I feel weird. I feel icky sometimes.
I feel icky.
Guys, we're ballers.
But it does make sense to sell them.
People need to pay us for our time and messages and birthday wishes. I don't want to do that shit for free, right? Come on.
You gonna get a call?
No, I was just making sure I could hear you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Wi-Fi is kind of bad, but okay, cool. Yeah, I got you.
It's a LA Spirit Air.
Yeah, you ever having a bad flight ever in your life?
This one, I guess. Do you guys see that plane where like the door flew off?
Yes.
Yeah, the Boeing one.
That would be crazy.
There was a conspiracy that no one was in that seat or no one was in that aisle, and it just that door was the one that went off.
What would
a little
the
weird?
Conspiracy?
I don't fucking know.
What would be the?
I don't know. They just wanted some open air, just some
convertible drop top.
Yeah,
that would be sick.
A new plane. Oh wow, Kenny!
Well, here's what I heard about this flight is that the airline gave everyone $1,500 only.
Oh, they tried to, and it's like you cannot accept that because if you accept it, it's like then you can't sue.
Sue for more money.
I would absolutely sue. Why? That's the thing. Also, it's like of course if you would think the airline people would be like, they're gonna sue us. We should give them more than $1,500.
Yeah,
what the door came off of the plane.
Would be a good amount in your eyes.
If I'm them and I'm trying to get them to not sue me, at least like 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think 10's good.
If I say 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 50.
Because like if you're all the way in the back and you're not, you're like, just
it's like you're fine.
Yeah. I thought the negotiation skills is you go as high as you can. But then I guess if you don't get the highest number, then it just like you don't get
you
anything.
I guess you just get stuck.
I wouldn't start at $1,000. That's not even rent. The door came off the plane in the air. Like that's
I'm
wild.
Pretty sure I got offered that if you like push back your flight to another one.
Really?
Yeah. Like
oh,
50
yeah,
like,
yeah,
was
yeah.
the
Those
highest
the,
I've
yeah.
heard it.
Yeah. You want to regurgitate the story that you had?
Oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you about my...
He said it, like, on mini pods.
That was a crazy word, though. Regurgitate.
Yeah, regurgitate?
That sounds almost, like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the story again?
Oh, yeah. No.
50th time?
My fault.
I got Air Canada opened the door on me when I was taking a shit in the bathroom.
And
was,
on the plane?
Yeah.
the plane door?
Yeah, like the bathroom door. Bathroom
oh, the bathroom door.
In the plane. And I was butt ass naked because I shit with my shirt off.
You don't shit with your shirt.
Yeah, I do. I swear to God.
Why?
Because it's just clean. I don't know. It's just
That's
that.
Not clean.
You, yeah,
it's
no,
like,
it's
where
clean.
Do you put the shirt?
I hang it. They have a little hanger.
They have a hanger in the airplane bathroom?
Yeah.
Can you imagine only just folding
And so they opened the door. It was an ugly shit. They opened the door, and I go, you know, as anyone else would, you know?
Yeah.
And the last four back rows all turn around, and I'm butt-ass naked. And they all saw. They saw.
And
everything.
What was the reward that they gave you?
$150.
They gave you only $150.
Exactly.
But I was young. I didn't know I could get more.
And he accepted it. And
like, wait,
sue.
When did they do it? Like
2014? Was it 2014? 2015?
No, it was like 20. I didn't think you were that young. You're like 20. It was like 2017, 2018.
Oh yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, it was the
last week.
It was the Florida meet and greet thing.
Yes. No, it was Toronto.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nationwide.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's
Ballers.
Crazy. That's sick.
Whoa, he's in a car now.
Yeah. Hey, so I saw you got in the car we scheduled for you. Is everything okay in there?
Yeah.
You don't
how's
get
your,
car
how's
sick,
your
right?
Uber?
It's awful. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. They kind of messed up the address. I don't know if you guys sent me the right address.
Oh shit! Oh, probably sent it to TMG.
Yeah.
They drove me to. They're driving me to LAX.
Oh, back.
They're driving you back to the airport.
Yeah, back to the airport.
Oh fuck.
I think I might have to get back on a plane. They said.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Oh. Not. I got this. We're gonna pick you up at Burbank Airport. Okay. So when you land, just wait for the car outside. Don't
okay.
get.
Yeah. Do not I don't get in the happened. Airplane, please.
I'm so
okay.
sorry.
God.
Okay.
Okay. Please.
Okay.
What else? It's been so long since we talked to you. First off, I have to apologize. The other day, you reposted the Zaz story, and I went to go to your profile, but then I accidentally unfollowed you.
You did?
Yeah, and then I unfollowed you. I was like, oh.
You know.
No, I didn't know that. I did not see that. Oh, does it give you a notification? I can go check.
No, don't check.
I did see it. Yeah. Yes. I saw that. And I thought that was fucked up.
Thank you.
Thank
you. That's
so
funny.
I saw it and I thought it was fucked up.
Yeah.
Apologizing.
Wow. Is it you do not interact with him at all on Instagram? Like, do you not view his stories, like his posts and all that stuff?
I mean, I'm not going to now.
Yeah.
He does all the time.
Yeah. See, I see that.
It's like that sent a message to me. Yeah. Like, I understand the dynamic between us now.
Damn, dude. It's really fucked up.
Anyways, what else is new?
Are you doing a lot of Jubilee videos? What have you been up to?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
One just came out this morning.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That was the post that you just had on your Instagram story.
Yes, it was me.
That
and
I
me.
Saw because I followed
it. I saw
it
too. I saw it.
And I have
really,
because
I looked through it and I didn't see your name.
Oh, fuck.
I saw Zach's name. Zach was in the
I don't really check my phone in the mornings.
It's a new thing he's doing. Thing
Zach
doing.
Was number one on my list and he reacted to it and he said, I always support you.
Yep.
He DM'd you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Didn't get that notification from you. Oh, yeah. I went to a Lakers game yesterday, too.
Please. First of all, let's go through this video that you did yesterday.
It was me and Cody, and we were trying to figure out.
Oh, that was Cody?
Me and Cody are reacting to this.
Got it.
We have to guess who's the fuckboy. One's a fuckboy, and the other five are virgins, but they're all pretending to be fuckboys, and we have to guess who was actually the fuckboy.
So the actual fuckboy... Is he, like, cheating on his girlfriend? Or, like, what is the definition of this fuckboy?
They have, like, they're launching an app.
Okay.
And part of it is, like...
Jubilee is?
Yes. You take a test, and it gives you your relationship readiness score.
Okay.
And his was, like, 2 out of 10. And then also his body count was 50 plus.
50 plus?
Yeah.
Ew.
And then the other five are virgins.
What? Those dudes were hot as hell. Yeah.
But they're pretending to be fuckboys also. And we had to guess who was the actual fuckboy and get rid of the virgins.
That's
get rid
crazy.
Of the virgins.
Yeah, we had to get rid of them.
Yeah, what do you guys do with them?
No, they're just gone now.
Dang.
Wow.
And then there it is.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, we don't have to watch it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
18 minutes. This is going to be the whole episode today.
Hell yeah.
That's the fuckboy.
That's the
round
him.
That's
the version.
It's what he just had a kid, but
yeah, quite the height difference. Oh my god!
Go back to that shot.
Oh yeah, they. So wait, 5 of these guys are virgins. That's so hard to believe.
I know.
Wait, let me go back.
That
again.
Means.
Whoa! Hold
no, they edited that.
One
that
in five
not...
of us in this room could be a virgin.
Go back. Go back to the height.
That's
difference.
That's crazy,
Cody.
Whoa.
there was like a wide shot.
Yeah. Pause on the wide.
Yeah, okay. mute it, and then just pause on the wide.
Okay.
I feel like he's not going to be happy about that.
I don't care. Damn.
Oh, damn. No way.
Damn.
No way.
They definitely edited that.
Well, because you're 7 foot, and Cody's obviously 5.
Dude, you look
he's 5'3".
Huge. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, you're like boy. KD. Who's a point guard on the Suns? That would be Cody.
We don't have a point guard.
Seriously?
We're not running a point
Beasley?
Guard. Who's Beasley?
Isn't Brad?
Oh, Brad Beal.
Oh, Brad
technically,
Beal.
He's not a point guard though.
Oh.
But it's Devin Booker right now, I guess. But
okay. I was just trying to do a
can
comparison.
You, can you later on? Can you screenshot
Tyler
the
Ulis is 5'8". He used to be on the Suns.
Damn.
Yeah, I got you.
That's a short height. Okay,
right,
back to
then,
the video.
Yes.
Oh my yeah.
So you found the fuckboy. Can you reveal which one it is?
Oh,
did you
yeah. No we spoilers. Did not. We did not get it. Right, or did we? Who knows?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a nice
who's the fuckboy out of us two?
Waleed.
Okay, damn. I'm the virgin?
Yeah.
I can actually see that. It's no big deal at all.
But no, Waleed's like different girl every minute.
Damn.
Always fucking.
I am always fucking with my hand.
Yeah. This guy jacks off all the time. Hell yeah.
Tell my girl that.
I don't know why I wanted to do that. Do you remember some of the questions that were fuckboy app, the app questions?
Not on the app, but we asked them questions. One of them, it was like, what is... Oh, this is where it was like, it was fucked up. We were like, what does pussy taste like?
Wow.
And
okay.
Then,
damn, dude.
Yeah,
I forget.
One guy said acid. And I was like, it tastes like acid?
Okay.
And another guy said, it tastes like salt.
Okay.
And I was like, what are we doing? What is happening here?
Quite the answers there. I forget. I don't even know.
For me, it tastes like a little bit of rose, dried mint.
It tastes like something God sent.
Yes, there you go. Yes. There you go.
You ever had like really minty gum?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good reference.
Yeah. Yes. You guys know DJ Khaled doesn't eat pussy?
Oh, and his wife is so upset with him all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you hear about that? He's like, I don't do that.
Why would he outwardly just say that?
I don't know.
Someone asked him. Yeah. He was like, ew, I would never.
Okay.
And then there's, I feel like right around then, there's a video of him.
Different rules for men.
DJ Khaled said he expects oral sex, but he won't return the favor because there are different rules for men. Gatorade. Isn't that what he says all the time?
No.
Yeah, he does.
He never says Gatorade.
Yeah, after he makes a putt, he looks at the camera and goes, Gatorade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough.
You think I'm a virgin?
Yeah, I guess not.
How about after that response?
You know what that reminds me of? Kevin, you know Kevin Gates?
Yes.
He did an interview once where he was like, I kicked a girl out of my house one time because she wouldn't suck my dog's dick.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, of course.
And he they were like, why would you want him to suck your dog's dick? And he was like, you could say whatever you want about my dog, but he's loyal.
Is he saying like my dog?
Or no, like my like pet dog.
Oh, that's, God.
Okay. He was like, yeah, it's a dog. You say whatever you want. He's loyal.
Okay.
He deserves some head. He's loyal.
I mean, dogs are loyal.
Respect. How was your Lakers game experience? How about that?
Oh,
yeah,
I
thought you were Arizona Suns Suns fan.
I am, but I'll do whatever for money. I don't know.
Really?
You got paid for this?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It was for Forever 21.
Whoa.
Nice.
Just a little random.
You said that like a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like a brand name for me, but anyways.
It was interesting. It was like, it was in a box.
Okay.
Fancy
box. Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
And it was like free drinks and food and stuff. And I was, because I'm on a budget.
Yeah.
Gas prices these days.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Fuck, yeah.
Except I'm in first class. Am I on a bus right now?
No, you're on the Uber right now.
I'm in the Uber.
You're back in the Uber. You're coming to the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My driver is just kind of going in circles right now. It's kind of he has a beer in the cup holder.
That's Waleed's Uber guy.
Is that your guy? That's
my guy. Yeah.
This is your friend.
You can trust him.
You're such a fuck boy, dude. That's crazy. But so I just ate a ton of the free food.
Nice.
I got pretty drunk.
Hell yeah.
On drinks and stuff. And then everyone had like ring lights because it was Forever 21.
Yeah.
And they have a new NBA collab.
Got it.
Okay. So they were like, that's what that shirt is.
So
we had to take pictures. And I was like, I was trying to watch the game, but they were like, we're all taking pictures.
They just threw a Forever 21 brand on that shirt and just called it Forever 21, it looks
like. No, they took the design and they licensed it. It's a whole thing.
The shirt underneath, the long sleeve.
Such a businessman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just my shirt.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good fit.
Thank you.
Except it's weird because you are a Suns
fan. I'm a very big Suns
fan. So it seems like you'll kind of just do anything for money.
I mean, it's like I don't have a job. I'll do it, you know?
Yeah. That's
it was
totally
sick.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they give you free drinks, free food at the Diamondbacks World Series game that you
They did to? Not. I paid for them. But I got free tickets and those were way more expensive.
Yeah, that was so sick. I was really jealous of that.
No, it was cool.
Did you
they were really good seats. It was sick.
What was the vibe of Arizona after they lost?
They
won one game, right? They won one game at home?
They won the first they lost the first game in devastating fashion. That was on the road. They won the next game on the road. They won game two.
Nice.
And then they lost the rest of the games. They lost three in a row at home.
And you saw all those games.
I went to two of them.
Nice.
It was sick.
But it was sad?
It was depressing.
Okay.
The first game, we were down like 10 to nothing immediately, like in this third inning.
Yeah.
What if the MLB was like, no, you have to be happy We're giving you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that would have been sick. I would have done whatever. But I was immediately like, this sucks. It was my dad's birthday too. And he was like, I can't believe we're here. And then immediately it was like, oh, this sucks ass. This kind of sucks ass.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And then the next game we went, and it was their new closer, Paul Sewell.
Oh, yeah, from Seattle.
They played a whole like hype video as came out, and it was like, Paul Sewald's on the mound, standing ovation. There's like the graphic on the screen. It's like hit with like the like fog machine, yeah, whatever. Sick. And he's walking out slowly, gives up like four runs and like immediately. And like in like the bottom of the eighth inning, it was like, okay, well, this game's just like over. And then he left and he was like crying as he left. And I was like, I feel bad. This sucks.
Oh, I like
but it was the like hype video beforehand. It was brutal. Yeah.
He's probably fucking pumped too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
My city supports me.
Yeah. Standing ovation. Yeah.
Walking out to like Metallica.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's got my back here in Arizona.
Like, as he's leaving back into the locker room, they're hyping him up again.
After giving up all those runs.
It's like they play the hype. Paul Sewald.
Just gave up four runs.
Let's fucking go. Yeah.
His ERA is 5 point something.
It was crazy. I've never seen a team win a championship like in person.
Oh, yeah.
So they were going nuts. There was a thing where there was like two fans in front of us.
The Rangers
who
fans.
Were Rangers fans. They were like, they had like dip in their lip.
Yeah.
And they were just turning around going like, what? Bye. And it was, I was so
how do you think
mad.
We're Diamondbacks were like the nicest people ever, I thought.
It's like no one cared that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I was going to say. It was like first World Series.
I was like sad. When yeah. Like I was like, damn, that's a bummer because I want to win. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We were leaving and there was this drunk ass guy on the walkway in the stadium. He was like, we're at a baseball game. You got, why are you sad? I'm having a great time. And I was like, I mean, that's true. We're just at a baseball game. This is kind of fun. And then I didn't care anymore. I got over it.
See, that's what life's all about.
Yeah.
You know?
If this episode is going to be after the Niners win on Sunday.
And there it is. The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
So I'm going to be super excited.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to look back on this episode with glee and
that's
joy.
Right, they're going to win.
Yes.
And it's going to be 36-14.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big
that's a bad age difference. It's fucked up.
Didn't think of it like that. I don't think I've ever thought of a sport like that.
No, that's the one you want so bad, isn't it, Zach? That's that you're obsessed with that sport. Yeah.
I would actually really like that score.
I think it's curious. Yeah.
No, what's your Super Bowl pick this year?
This is what I'll say. The Niners-Lions game, my two best boys were like my best boys. My friend.
It's not us.
It's not you guys, but you guys are my other best boys.
Hell yeah!
Okay,
yeah.
You just unfollowed him.
Yeah,
but it's
unfollowed back.
My best boy's named Rashab. He's from the Bay Area.
Nice.
He's a Niners fan.
Hell yeah!
My other best boy Garrett is from Detroit, and he's a Lions fan.
Wait, is Rashab brown?
He is, yes.
And then your Garrett's white?
Yeah, he's like you guys.
Whoa!
Hell yeah!
That's sick.
You guys could play them in a movie.
Okay. Wouldn't they play us in a movie?
No, we're playing
the movie about you.
We're playing as
I guess so. Yeah. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the plot in the movie that happens with you and your boys?
We go to the game.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're. Wait.
It's a good movie.
And we have a good time.
I don't want to.
It's a Disney Channel movie.
I almost said something bad. I'm in my head, I was trying to think of something funny, but I was thinking of that movie. What was it? The Mark Wahlberg one with the Boston bomber?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait, I can't say that. Never mind. But I was thinking, like, what if that was the plot of the movie?
What about the other football movie that Mark Wahlberg's in? The Miracle One? The Eagle one.
The one
wasn't
where
he try out? He tried
a
out?
Bomb at the.
No, please stop this movie.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
A Patriots thing?
He said he would stop 9/11.
Yeah, what's with him in bombs?
Then he reenacted the bombing. It's like, stop with. You're not the hero of terrorist attacks. Stop.
Invincible.
Oh, Invincible.
There we go.
Disney. This is about, this one's about 9/11?
No. That one's also about 9/11.
It was the same storyline.
He's a wide receiver on the Eagles, and then he scores a touchdown, and then a plane crashes into the World Trade Center.
You know the movie the Batman movie where the field explodes.
Oh, Bane. The
oh,
Bane one?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was he runs it for a touchdown. It's like, he
makes it. Oh yeah, that was Hines Ward.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
If it was Mark Wahlberg, that wouldn't have happened.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be a great movie. We could star in that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember there's that thing where it's like, oh guys, they could land a plane, blah blah blah. Can you stop a terrorist attack?
Wow.
Probably not.
I'd do it one-handed, probably.
Whoa, for real?
I do have a 9/11 story.
What do you mean a story?
You were there? Hang on. Let me finish.
You saw it on the news like 4 years later, and you were like, oh, that happened? 4 years?
My mom's assistant was on the plane, Tom Burnett.
Okay, Nepo, baby.
Yeah.
Your mom's an assistant.
Yeah. And Jesus Christ. And he stabbed the terrorist with plastic force that were on the plane. He helped, like, stab
them. Oh, wait,
him.
Did they die?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I was waiting for the jokes to stop. But
dude, Snuck could stab somebody with that glass.
Oh, yeah.
Should something happen?
Oh, no. I feel awful now.
But the thing is, he's on.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Shit. I wasn't really listening, and then I processed it after.
I was like, oh.
And I was like, oh, shit.
I'm trying to tell you guys. They're on the plane.
That's a joke,
not
real.
My uncle is a pilot, or he was a pilot. He's retired now. But he was flying that day. And his plane was like two planes ahead of the one that got hijacked.
Damn.
So he like just, he was, it could have been him, but it was not him.
We're talking about this and he's on the plane like.
No,
he's on the LA Metro.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get on the blue line? Because you're supposed to be in the blue line.
Am I on a train? I thought I was doing donuts in the parking lot with Wally's guy.
Whatever, yeah.
The green screen.
He's still doing donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing donuts for like 10 minutes. He's sick.
Yeah, okay, on the cool app, it says the ride's over.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wait, no, you're supposed to get out of the car, nut.
Who is this guy who I'm in the car with?
Just give him a tip at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to get on the blue line and the LA Metro, and then we're going to meet you at the stop.
That's right.
And then we'll bring you to the studio. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Do you know how to get around the LA Metro?
Of course not.
Okay.
How would I know that?
Shit. Yeah. We'll get you.
Just ask somebody when you're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. I know you're not even here yet.
I'm trying my best, but thank you for paying for all this.
Yeah,
totally fine.
Yeah.
What's your goal in your career? Are you still doing like the Jubilee videos? You're getting paid decently for that?
My mom. This
yeah,
is a crazy
yeah,
question.
Yeah.
What's your 5-year plan?
Yeah, my 5-year plan.
You know, the Jubilee videos are cool. But
wait,
like,
how old are
they're
you?
Cool. How old am I? I'm 25.
Nice.
I'm in the prime of my life.
This is it, dude.
It's like that Drake song. He had $25 million right now, or he was lying.
He has $25 million.
Oh, he had 25 sitting on 25 million.
But he has more than that.
He's like a billionaire now.
Yeah,
or like close. But when he was 25, he said he had $25 million.
How much money do you think he's making off of his merch? Have you seen his new merch that's coming out?
Yeah. His merch.
Yeah.
Oh, the Anita
Max Ween.
I thought it was funny, and then I found out it was a gambling thing, and I was like, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know if it was.
It's a gambling thing.
I need a max win, a max gambling.
Oh.
Roulette.
God, I've never seen the original video. I've only seen this clip where he's sitting in front of the pool.
This is my alter ego. I need the Max Wien.
So his alter ego is he's a gambling addict?
Yeah. Well, I think that's just in real life. But yeah. He was like, what if I made hats for it?
Got it.
Well, so no, someone...
Yes, it's an Aiden Ross thing or something?
Or like someone made the hat and then his friend who
I
does
hate
the gambling,
this already.
Yeah,
this sucks
I'm ass, so man. Anti-gambling. I hate gambling.
Good job.
I will not gamble.
You've
or
never
promote.
Went to a casino, throw a couple.
Oh, I love. Oh, that's different. Okay, hold on.
Hey.
Casinos are
talking
sick.
About this kind of game.
I just meant online
yeah.
game. At a casino, sick. You can smoke cigs inside.
Yep.
That'd
yep.
be sick.
Yep,
so.
Yep. Yep.
But other gambling, like sports.
Have
betting,
you smoked
shit.
A cig in the casino?
Hell yeah.
I've never
smoked a cig.
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
That's what's up.
I've done moles.
What?
What's that?
What the hell? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Guys,
whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
The tobacco in a bowl with weed.
That's what's up.
That's sick.
How does that feel?
What kind of bowl?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's an amazing
Whoa,
high.
Don't support
Damn.
It.
Oh, God. Oh, my 4 months sobriety.
What kind of bowl? Do you guys remember those cereal bowls where they had the straw built into it?
Mm-mm.
You could drink the milk after?
Oh, I think I might have seen it in like...
Why don't we all shit on him for that?
What do you mean?
The moles was apparently a weird
yeah,
ass
like
thing.
Nostalgic, you know. Yeah.
Oh, you know what, dude? I had these. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Wait,
yeah, that's the one I had.
Dude,
I had that exact one. Wait,
I ate
80%
of my childhood breakfasts out of these bowls.
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah,
the milk after. But then they said you can't drink milk anymore, and now it's like, am I not supposed to? Now I have to drink like nut in
milk?
The milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nut milk,
dude. I mean, more power to you if you drink your own nut.
Is this where the magic spoon ad is going to come in?
Yeah,
well, they
right
had those
now.
Spoons with they had those spoons with the Star Wars lightsaber on them.
Yeah,
that shit was sick. That's the merch for Saltburn.
Yeah,
a bathtub with straw built in.
Did you like that movie?
It was. I could have used more like eating the nut and like fucking the ground and shit. But
you wanted
cool.
more of that?
More of that would have been cool. Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Sorry, let me fix my facial expression. Yeah.
I just didn't believe it. It went by so fast. It was like I could have used more. It you know.
It went
by like
fast.
The plot
he
didn't
came
go.
So fast that you wanted him to slow
yeah.
down.
Also, I did. I loved there was like that long ass.
He's watching it.
There was that long ass scene.
Edge a little bit more.
There's that long ass scene where Barry Keoghan's yeah. like cock was out and he was just like just flopping around. Shit.
Long scene, long dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. Someone asked him like, "Was that real?" And he was like, "I feel like I would not like to say, but it was artistic expression is letting." And it's like, just say your dick was out and you were like confident about it.
I was hoping it was fake because that thing was huge.
No, it was, he said it was real, but he was damn like, it. I felt artistically in the moment that I was out of my body and I was just going with the, and it's like, okay, we get it. You have a
yeah,
hog
yeah,
and you were
yeah,
like swinging around.
Did you see the part where he improv'd the grape scene?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Oh, I thought you around. Meant like the last scene, the trend that's happening right now on TikTok.
The long shot of him walking down the hallway with his hog out.
Oh, that's what I meant, where his hog is.
Oh, out. Yeah, I was talking yeah, about yeah. the part where he was fucking the grape.
That's, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, but that was improv.
That he was
on set,
yeah.
he was
he's a dog.
Dude, yeah.
That's, he was like, "Wait, guys, let me. I got an idea."
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
Right, he didn't even know actually, they were filming. He was just like having yeah. a good time.
You're spot on. I think he told the director, "Like, hey, hold on, I want to try something." Yeah. And they like
took his dick out.
Yeah.
What a guy. That's some real acting right there. that you have to honestly though, you have to be so confident to improvise that.
To know that you will get another job after that.
Yeah, I would yeah. I would never do that.
You wouldn't do that on this podcast right now?
Wait, guys, I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay,
just roll.
Wait, get off the train first.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
yeah.
on the train.
Yeah, you're on the train.
Well, then, honestly, that wouldn't be that shocking if I took my
no, the LA,
off the train.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens
Metro, yeah,
happen all the time.
You're one of four people in that cable car. That
where all of us out. Have our dicks out right yeah. now.
Yeah. Where do you rank amongst the four people in terms of size?
Come on. Oof. We're
don't
easily first.
Him, yeah.
We're, no,
I'm
we're
guessing first.
I was yeah. four out of five.
Okay.
But all
right, man. Just you can improve.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So back to your career question.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
As your father.
Yes.
What yeah. are you still hoping to just do Jubilee videos? Or
I will say my goal, I guess, but I don't know how to get there. But I also don't want to do things that I've been told could help me get to my goal. So maybe I'm not doing a good job. I want to be like wearing this big ass suit on a red carpet interviewing celebrities.
Oh,
nice.
I feel like I would totally nail that.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
I had a meeting with Netflix. For like unrelated thing, but they have the SAG Awards this year, and I was like, "What if I could do that?" And they said,
"Pitch that to them."
Yeah, and they said no, but
okay.
So that's out. So it's not going well so far. But I was talking to my manager about that. She said you should go do man on the street things.
Yeah,
outside.
And
of
I
SAG.
Don't want to do that, but I should do that.
Why?
Should.
Why don't you want to do that, man?
I don't like making like a spectacle. In public, I feel like gotcha. A douche, and also it's like, I feel like it also is reminiscent of like other people, big suit interview stuff that I don't really want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that because I think the most awkward part would be like pulling someone off the street. Hey, can you be
yeah,
my?
Yeah,
video?
I don't want
like that part.
I think you need to go to a smaller red carpet thing.
Yes,
where you set up a couple chats with like a couple of people ahead of time.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
What if we put a red carpet behind him right now and you could interview us?
Yeah.
We just are your buddies from the Bay in Detroit. And
oh,
then,
Garrett,
yeah.
I'm Garrett.
And you could ask
you're
us.
Garrett? Oh, okay.
And you could ask us about the about
the
movie.
The
can you get in character, please?
Oh, you want me to do the accent?
Yeah. You're Rashad.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Zach.
Cool. Thank God.
I meant a Bay Area accent. He's from. What did you think I meant?
Nothing. Bang bang, Niner gang, baby.
That's what's. He's from Richmond.
Okay. Bang bang, Niner gang.
Where? Wait. Do you know where are you from?
I'm from Pleasanton, Livermore. I know where Richmond is.
Livermore?
Yeah.
That sounds like Brit. Like
yeah, that's
England.
Not the
Bay.
The
UK.
That's
the
UK.
Not the Bay, yeah. You guys eat beans and shit in Livermore. Yeah.
You just get shit off this pod.
I'm from Livermore. Right? I'm from Livermore.
Yeah.
That's not real.
This is the worst man on the street interview.
All right. We're setting the scene. You're on a red carpet right now, and you have two, they're NFL players, correct?
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to do the voice anymore, just a regular.
Okay, cool. Bang, Niner gang.
Okay, so you're on the Niners?
Yep.
All right, be honest. Well, first of all, how's it going? It's Nut here. We're live at the red carpet with two of my best friends.
Woo.
They're football players, and they don't like each other, right? You guys don't like each other?
Mm-hmm.
This is a question also I was wondering. Because a lot of like sports, it's kind of like a chess match, you know, like you're trying to like trick your opponent. Would you ever consider in like a big moment, maybe it's 3rd and 5, you're down a touchdown, you have to score, trying to distract the defenders by like kissing each other, like taking your helmet off and kissing.
Wow.
And if you were to do that, which teammate would you want to kiss the most, and why is it Nick Bosa?
This is the best interview I've ever
had. You're great at this.
I would totally nail it.
Wait, we have to answer this.
Oh.
Or would you guys kiss each other? Before
opposite
the game?
Team.
Okay.
Yeah. Really create.
Really throw some flags.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Let me ask you something. If you have a friend who's a professional athlete, right?
Yes.
And kind of gave you a shrug, hey, I'm playing a really good game this week. Would you throw money down on him?
I would just ask him for money. I feel like he would have a lot of money. Right?
This was so obvious.
Yeah. Is he telling me to bet?
Yeah, essentially.
I feel like how close of friends are we?
Like,
butt buddies.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Like Garrett and, yeah.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah.
Garrett gambles a lot.
Damn.
He's really into Zins right now. Those like mouth things.
Yeah.
I have bad gums.
Okay.
So you can't zin.
I probably wouldn't anyway, but it says it causes gum recession. I already had that.
You did?
Yeah, my entire mouth, I had to get surgery. It was like $8,000. I'm dead now.
And then from the dentist?
Dentist prices these days. They were like, you have insurance? I was like, yeah. And they were like, oh, well, we're not going to take it anyways. So like, what's the point of having insurance?
Insurance, yeah.
Yeah. You know what could help pay? Is a Cameo. That
would be sick.
I requested.
Raising my prices to $8,000.
For what?
Hell yeah.
That'd be sick. Oh, also, wait. This is another thing that I did. I was wondering. You guys aren't doctors. I just got blood work done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Low cholesterol.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's
like
good.
Pretty low. They said it was bad. It's like, I thought high cholesterol.
Yeah,
can't
I've never
both
heard of
be
low.
Bad.
Wait, high cholesterol is too much salt, right?
I don't know.
I think cholesterol is like a... is a thing in itself that can like lead to high blood pressure and things like
that. But then if it's low, it's also bad. Is there one cholesterol that I'm supposed to have?
Medium.
Medium cholesterol, I guess, right? It's like, I was like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways, though.
But dude, I think Zach, I think somebody has a Cameo that they submitted.
Oh,
you want me to do it right now?
Well, if you have time. If you have time, I mean, you need to pay for your dentist appointment.
My phone, my other phone.
Yeah.
My Cameo phone.
It's okay, guys. He's paying his bills. Yeah. He's got to do a Cameo.
Yes.
Is it okay that you do this on a tractor in an open field, by the way?
I'm on a tractor in an open field? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Of course. Yeah. No, I think you guys
really
are great.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so Waleed has this...
I was going to say something. Oh, I forgot.
Something to
dentist,
we were talking about the
football player.
Football
gambled. Goals, gambling.
We've been talking about a lot of different things.
Oh, I was going to say something funny. I
dentist,
forgot.
Dentist, insurance.
Never mind.
Cholesterol.
It is gone forever.
So what do you have to do do you just need to eat more cholesterol?
Like I don't even know what I didn't ask them any details, didn't look it up. They called me like 30 times, and I kept not picking up.
Please eat something!
Your cholesterol! It's dipping!
Okay, wait. I'm on the app.
I just wanted to preface this.
Oh, there are a good amount of them.
Waleed has a kebab cart.
That's right.
And he doesn't pay me for it.
That's right. Guys, chat, should I pay him?
Well, we're about to find out from the legendary Nut himself.
Also, I will say a couple things. First of all, thank you for supporting my small business. But I will say there are three of them on my thing right now. They're like $26. Your guys' is $18.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the heck? Why'd you guys pay me less?
I did the standard amount.
Maybe because he's on Cameo, he gets a Cameo discount.
When did you pump up your to $40?
A while ago. I just think it's interesting.
I got it for $35.
Oh, it's 35. I don't know.
I thought maybe that was why.
No, that's. Ooh. I just think it's interesting. You decided to pay me as little as possible, but
it's kind of fucked up. Yeah.
That might affect his decision.
Yeah.
So this is two Waleed's kebab cart from Zachary Piona.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, should I just start it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What's up, Waleed's kebab cart? This is Nut from on the internet, and your best pal Zachary Piona,
thank you,
wanted me to say this for you for your special day. Waleed, this is what Zach is saying, by the way.
Okay.
Waleed doesn't pay me as a server for his cart. Mm. Is it because I have a small penis? I don't think it's that small.
It's not that small.
Just would like to get paid if that's cool.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Are you going to respond?
Yeah. So I would say that definitely plays a role in it. I think it's a confidence thing. It's that you need to go to him and ask for it. But the small penis is keeping you from doing that because you're scared. I would say think about something hot and sweaty before that. Really get yourself going, and hopefully that will give you the confidence to stick up for yourself. I wish you the best. If it's like funny looking too, I would like to see it, but it's also your confidence level, no pressure. I love you, maybe. But also, who knows? and God bless America.
Amen.
Yeah.
You put that, or he just kind of
I was spontaneous with it. Okay. Wow. Goodbye. Good luck.
Wow.
That was great. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Damn. Just like that. That's how you make money.
So, Zach, what did you learn?
I should have confidence. So just go up to Waleed on the opening of the cart day.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And say, fucking pay me, bitch.
Yes.
In front of everyone.
I would say get yourself going first.
Oh, got it.
That's what's really going to boost the adrenaline. And it's also like you can say something, but it like not be able to sell it. But if you're going and if you're full throttle, if you're a rock star in the moment, I think that will help.
Elliot, when's your card opening?
Guys, the first ever big news.
Drum roll, please.
First ever public date, February 17th.
Woo!
Eagle Rock, California. First ever grand opening, public. If you're going to be there, if you come to the pod and you order from the kebab cart, you say, hey, I'm coming from the pod, we will spit in your food.
Nice.
That is a guarantee.
I bet a lot of fans would love that.
I will post the flyer hopefully soon. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the
generator so loud?
What is the building right across from the cart opening?
I don't want to talk about it, but it's my old job. They're letting me use the parking lot. And look, that's why they say don't burn bridges.
Yeah.
Be nice to people when you leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck you as I'm getting fired.
That's so funny. Like, you're working right across from market.
Yeah. Are you going to serve them?
Zach's serving.
Is the water bad?
No, sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
No.
I'm just, this is a scam, right?
The Erewhon water?
Erewhon water.
Yeah.
They have a paragraph about it. They're talking Harry Potter magic shit. And it's like, it's just water. I tried it. It was water. It says, it's from Mount Shasta. It's among the tallest volcanic peaks in the U.S.
That's fake as fuck.
Yeah,
due to its powerful earth energies, it has long been a destination for wellness seekers. Just as our bodies have seven chakras, Mount Shasta is known to many as Earth's first chakra.
Dude, I'm getting the same paragraph on my rock star.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy.
Mount Shasta?
It's Shasta, but yeah.
Oh, Shasta?
Wait, no, you're at the Erewhon on Beverly Boulevard?
Yeah.
No, dude, you're supposed to get... Why didn't you get in the car after the...
Oh, God.
Damn it. All right.
Take me to Burbank and then I'll get a flight to LAX.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, because you're kind of mid-city right now. So if we shoot you up to Burbank, we can get you back to LAX, which is on the west side of LA. So this is all going to fall into place.
Yeah. Can you finish your thoughts of... sorry to...
Your
opening of the car is on February 17th.
Yeah, February 17th. It's going to be the first time ever. Schwar Machine is going to be there. You know what shawarma machine?
The WWE wrestler?
No, it's
honestly,
it's an Iron Man like full costume that I spent like $4,000 on.
Oh,
and it has like a donor spit machine, a pita bread launcher.
It's legit.
Yeah, it's legit.
Wow.
You should make a pita bread that looks like Peter from Family Guy.
Oh, that'd be good if we embedded
like,
it.
Like a Fortnite tag on
like
it.
Like a Fortnite tag.
Like a pita bread.
We got a good menu. We got a beef wrap. Veggie wrap and lamb chops.
Yeah. Who's serving?
Zach's going to serve.
For free.
That's right. Yeah. We're also going to sell shawarma machine t-shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we made t-shirts.
Nice. And is Nut going to be there?
Nut, yeah, he's obviously invited.
I am?
And you eat for free.
I eat for free?
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get him there first.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've had Waleed's cart. It's fucking amazing.
It's actually
the food is insanely good.
Yeah, yeah. I got really
lucky. Not bullshitting.
Wait, yeah. It's Shawarma Machine? Is that what you said?
Shawarma Machine's the costume.
It's Forever 21. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking Sheen, like that clothing.
No, like a shawarma. You've had a shawarma
Sheen.
Yeah, shawarma machine.
What if you paid Nut to do a sponsored campaign event? He posts on his Instagram that he's going to be at the cart this day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I got nothing going on.
That'd be cool.
We won't pay you.
Yeah.
We'll feed you.
That's good. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or we can make a menu item together.
That would, what would I do? Am I supposed to?
Peanut, butter, and jelly.
So,
wow.
Nut.
That was the best thing I could come up
with. That was good. No, that was good. That was good.
Nut kebab.
That's something, I guess. I don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
How about a Nutella?
Ooh. Ooh. And shawarma.
And shawarma.
Yeah.
That
sounds really good.
Yum.
Yum.
How about we close this out with some Valentine's Day help?
That's right. We had some requests.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
We asked you guys.
I should be on my way soon.
So oh, yeah.
Hopefully I'll be able to help you guys.
He's going to arrive and then we have to go. It's all good, though. We're excited to see Nut in person. So we asked you guys on our Instagram, Zach Waleed Show, at Zach Waleed Show on our Instagram. If you guys wanted to get some advice for Valentine's Day coming up, we have Nut helping you guys out with some of your requests. We'll blur out your guys' name just in case, because I read some of these, and your names deserve to be blurred out.
Incriminating.
So, Nut, we have these on the screen for you, and you can pull them up on your BlackBerry as
Wait, Nut's here, you guys.
Oh, whoa. Holy shit.
Wow.
Just finally, Valentine's advice.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the guy
shit.
Dropped me off really fast, kind of hit the building a
What's
little
up,
bit.
What's up,
brother?
Thanks for being here,
man.
Wow. With 10 minutes left.
Look great and smell normal.
Thank you.
Wow, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So sorry to just make you just do this right when you're here, but
it's totally fine.
Answer some questions from some of these people, that'd be great.
Can I get you a snack? Do you want some Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
God.
Oh, Jesus.
These flight attendants are fucking...
where'd they go? I'm hungry. Are we still at the beach right now?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, this is the beach.
Yeah.
That's great.
His driver drove up to the beach.
Oh, you got dropped off on the sand?
In the water.
GTA
style. Couple dead bodies out there.
We got some floaters.
He landed on the water, he got his little toes wet, and then he drove away.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Right. Read it.
Last
question. You want to read it, Kenny?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
You
take this one.
I told you a secret. That was in private.
I can read these. All right. This first question is, how do I break up with my partner to avoid giving her presents and get her back in March?
Wow.
Looks like they're trying to save some time.
Back after?
They're looking out for the finances and hoping to get back after a whole month off. Yeah.
Ooh.
I would this is insane. Don't date this person, probably.
I had an idea for this. Is just, you have a free dinner waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like, you make her pay for it, break up, and then just get back together after that.
Yeah, you split before the bill comes, and then you reappear in her life a month later.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
I think that was
pretty simple.
I would think, though, also, like, if you actually try to do this, how could you get her back without, like, getting her presents? Like, you would have to, if I broke up with her and not get her presents, I would have to get her back by getting her, like, flowers or some shit.
Yeah.
Why are flowers so expensive?
Because of this situation, right?
Well, they raise it up. Yeah. Like, you have to do it a week before.
They jack off up the prices.
They jack off the prices.
They
jack
off the prices.
They jack off
the prices. Celebrate Valentine's Day early so it doesn't get jacked
That's
up.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I bet your girlfriend loves you for that.
Yep. I celebrated Valentine's 2 years ago.
Wow.
2, 3, 4 years ago.
You were ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Now I'm good for at least a while.
Nice.
All right. Well, I hope that helps.
Thank you for the submission.
And our second question is, how do I convince my grandma to buy a prostitute for me?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a common question.
We've seen a lot of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I buy a cameo for me, I will do it for you.
What are you going to say to grandma?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I would just say pretty please, Come on, please.
I think grandmas like, you know, getting cooking for someone else, right, bringing right, stuff. So you say,
my grandma loves to cook for me.
Yeah, you say, yeah. Nana, my prostitute's hungry, and then Nana would get the prostitute
right.
Some dinner.
Or you could do that. You could tell your grandma it's your tutor.
Okay.
Mm. She's teaching me how to have sex with
exactly.
myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Teaching me stuff.
Yeah. You could do that. That's probably the best.
Yeah.
That was really
my,
good.
You know, my grandma loves the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, that's a classic.
No, it's on. She has
TV
like
Land
cable.
Or something. Yeah,
yeah. So and also Jeopardy.
So Jeopardy's okay. playing in the family room. The prostitute walks by. The door's open, and then she knocks on the door. Like, whoa, are you guys watching Jeopardy in here? And yeah. then the grandma invites in the prostitute, and then you just have your prostitute right
that
there.
Sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the Andy Griffith episode where he pays for a prostitute.
There you go.
There's an episode.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is now.
Yeah. That's most of the show, actually.
Hell yeah! Thank you for the submission. That was a great one.
That was a great question.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I love that one.
Okay, so this looks like it's a two-part question.
It's just
from the same person.
Yeah.
A man in the Marines sucked my toes. Oh, this isn't really a question so much as it is a statement. But yeah. a man in the Marines sucked my toes and wants to be my pen pal. I think I'm in love. Also, thoughts on eating ass? Good Valentine's Day, nice. So
I don't get that. Okay, the good Valentine's Day nice don't get, but the sucking yeah. on the toes.
And you serve our country?
First yeah. of all.
What's on my toe? Yeah. I'm protecting me and you're sucking on toes?
Do you have to salute while he's sucking?
Yeah, yeah you do.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you do.
You
have to get down on one knee, salute, put the toe in the air, in his mouth. Sucking on toes is a bold, bold sexual thing.
Yeah.
Would not.
Sorry, I like women.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I didn't know you're a toe fan.
Or marine.
Do you have thoughts on eating ass?
We
don't want to miss any parts of these questions.
First thing Kenny is asked me this morning is, do you like it?
This wasn't a fan question. This is my question.
I will say though, I've been asked that question several times because that's I had my first big song when I was making big songs.
Yeah,
it was called "I Don't Eat Ass."
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
And,
we knew that. We did.
And then every other song I made was worse. It got lower and lower. And so I've referenced it several times to be like, do you guys remember when I made that one song?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Dude, that beat is actually sick. That's a really catchy song.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Kenny, thank you.
That's a really good song. We liked it.
How does that go, boys?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't eat ass. It's like a full can.
It's a burlesque.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Put that shit away.
Whoa, that shit away.
Yeah. Hey, this guy.
All right.
But I would say my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
You know, life is all about trying stuff.
Yeah.
And taking experiences. And I think the Marines are great. One of my favorite sectors of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Hell yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nailed it.
Just making sure.
The Army?
Are those different?
Yeah.
Why do we have so many
military.
Different things? Oh, I'm sorry, the military.
Yeah. Army is like a different thing.
Is it like, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like.
But they probably eat ass too. I don't know.
Are they different personality types?
Yeah. Marines are a little bit more intense.
They're a little
like
more
Harry
tense?
Potter.
Yeah.
Marines are down for the toes and the ass.
Gosh, they're freaks.
Gotcha. Do you think it's sucking toes first, then ass, or ass first, then toes?
Well, it's really whatever bacteria you're mixing. So
do you want poop on your toes or do you want toe on your poop?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's a good question.
All right, next question.
No, I put a poop on my ass. The one thing I will say anytime anyone asks me if I eat ass, I go, ew, stinky.
stinky.
Yeah,
toes.
I play nut song of I Don't Eat Ass.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's why I'm married.
Okay, guys.
Congratulations.
Next question.
Another two-parter.
I'm talking to two diff guys, and they
two
don't...
Two deaf guys?
Nope.
Let me... I don't know why you can't...
Why are you talking to them? They can't hear you.
There's limited characters in the Instagram responses.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so there's some editing. There's some thought put into this then. I'm talking to two different guys, and they don't know about each other. Plus, none of my friends know about them, and they probably think Valentine's Day is leading somewhere, but I'm just... ... standing person emoji...
help.
Help.
This sounds like such a sitcom. Disney,
I put two girls yeah. together.
Yeah. And I my think friends she's don't know about him.
What?
I think you have to Mrs. Doubtfire this. Yeah. I think you got to run to the restroom. Ooh, yeah, get back in costume. Nice.
Yeah, old lady costume.
Yeah. 36 to 14.
No, yes. You have to get a headset like this.
Yeah.
And have your friend behind a big plant. Like feeding you things to say.
But the friend doesn't
That's
know.
That's so
it.
Obvious.
Yeah. No, it's yeah. not.
Yes, it is.
They will have no idea what's going on.
The giant thing in your ear.
They'll be having the time of their life. They're at the dance, having fun. They'll have no idea. What are you saying?
You just got to set them at two different places nearby, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to keep going, I got to go use the bathroom.
Yeah. Chili's, Applebee's.
Yeah, they're always across the street.
Yeah. There's one off Ocean Boulevard, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like the Chili's, Applebee's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then during the dance, they're probably going to like see each other and they're going to be like, I thought you were different.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to go, ooh.
That was so two, Disney.
Yeah.
I thought you were different. But then
the two guys end up dancing with each other.
Yeah. Nice. But then you're going to go on stage, grab the microphone away from Principal Tanner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, wait.
You got stop the music.
I learned something today. Life is all about being yourself.
And trying new things.
Yeah. And trying new things. And Ryan, I'm sorry that I went to the dance with you and with Alex. I should have just been honest with you guys. Can we be friends?
Alex sucks toes and ass, and he serves in the Marines.
Yeah,
there's a full
and a threesome. Yeah. The Disney show took a wild turn.
It's just right in the half court of the basketball court.
At half court during the game. Whoa!
This is
a crazy game.
That's a crazy movie.
Hell yeah!
Whoa.
Thank you for the submission.
That's very nice.
On a serious note, is talking to two different guys a bad thing?
I feel like just talk to
if
one.
You're not serious. Yeah, I think you. Okay. I think that's fair game.
It's what's the cool term? If situationship.
Yeah.
If there's situationships happening, I guess it's cool.
Yeah. And it could lead to a threesome. You don't know.
I would say, honestly, if that's the situation, I wouldn't expect anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Sounds like it's very casual. So
yeah.
Just keep on keeping on.
Good job, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We solved one.
Yeah.
Nice. Good luck.
Did we solve it? We were just like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We just turned it into a Disney situation.
Thanks for the submission.
We were the fuck boys.
Oh, you a damn freak.
Wait, have we solved any of them?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, here we go. Next question. Nut. All caps, by the way. Nut.
Ah.
How do I tell men on Hinge that I still live with my parents but am not a loser?
Mm.
You just tell them that, right? That's all you have to say.
I think if you own it.
Like right now, you said that. The one thing I know about this person is they live with their parents. They're not a loser.
Yeah.
And they're on Hinge and are looking for a man.
Yeah.
Those are the only things I know about this person.
Yeah.
I know, like, ever since COVID, people moving back in with their families is, like, way more common. So I think it's just cool now. So I don't think you're a loser at all.
Yeah.
And parents are fucking sick to hang out with.
But how do I tell men? We have to give her a clear line.
Oh, we're actually trying to answer.
Yeah.
That?
You have to talk like one. You have to really like sell it like you're just like a cool person.
Yeah. Like I have these.
Yo.
Yeah, my roommates.
They like Jeopardy. Yeah.
My 50-year-old roommates. Yo, when you swipe right on me, you swipe right on my parents too.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Damn. I would say just I live with my parents, but I'm not a loser. I don't even know what to say to them.
I think that should be in your bio.
Yeah.
I live with my parents.
Well, would you match with someone who says I live with my parents, but I'm not a loser?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably.
At least they're not hiding anything from you.
Yeah.
They're already honest.
It's just you got to imagine secrets. If you're going to go pick her up, you're going to immediately meet her parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dad opens the door. Ah, third one this week.
Yeah.
Don't suck her toes.
Yeah.
She hates it. Oh,
what are your thoughts on the military?
Favorite branch?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
All right, cool. Look at this. We're helping people.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
All right. Okay. Next question. Oh, this is kind of rough.
Yeah.
My girlfriend of 8 months cheated on me, but I don't want to be single this Valentine's.
You're about to be single for many Valentines.
So yeah. This was, when I answered that very first question, yeah. I remember this was the one I wanted to say that to.
Oh, yeah.
You get a free meal, and then you become single. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, so like still take this person out. Hey, it's okay you cheated on me. Let's go to Chili's.
Yes.
And then, boom, you're gone when the check
had me sold right there, Kenny. That's why you're here, baby.
Led to believe that he knows that the girlfriend cheated on him. Or she knows that he knows, like, it's clear.
Yeah, that part's not clear, but honestly, dude, if you want the real answer, I think you just gotta, like, realize Valentine's is just a construct, man, and you should
celebrated it 2 years ago.
I celebrate every day.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Attaboy, king behavior. King behavior.
Yeah.
Why do you need a day to appreciate your girl, bro?
Nice, dude. And Mother's Day.
Yeah,
and
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Father's Day was a hard one.
Whoa. Is Mother's Day like Valentine's Day for your mom?
No.
For MILFs.
I would not.
For MILFs? Like that. That was sick. Damn.
Just get a free.
You guys, a MILF guy.
Free dinner.
Mr. MILF.
Just get a free dinner and then just check out.
Yeah.
Bounce after that.
Yeah.
And then work on yourself, dude. Start hitting the gym. Start reading self help books. Fucking go on walks every day. Like, go be the best version of yourself,
God,
man.
Damn. Yeah, I've got
that's my real baby. Answer.
Oh, what about the funny answers?
Yeah.
That's
no, I mean, Waleed. Just start jacking off.
Yeah.
Hey.
Last one.
All right, last one.
At the restaurant.
What's a good gift that isn't jewelry that would actually, like, mean something?
Ooh, a little Bally Girl question.
Yeah.
Like,
actually, like, mean something?
Yeah. Oh, handwritten cards.
Yeah.
Writing something, drawing something. Aren't you an art? You like
just,
doing
just
a...
say,
yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
I feel like the girls go, if you're broke, just say that.
Oh, like, aren't you like a, you're like a creator, like a, you like doing sets and shit. Like you like doing.
Oh, yeah. No, I love arts and crafts. I'm a
arts and crafts.
Craft
yeah. See?
But I will say, if I was someone who didn't, let's just assume this person's partner does not like arts and crafts, I'd be like, why the fuck did you make me a little house?
Yeah.
Okay,
fair enough. Fair enough.
You could get
like build a whole house.
I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking like the like a little hand
house
like
or
a.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be like, what am I in fourth grade? You could get those. Remember when you used to get like Valentine's things in like class? So like two.
Yeah.
To you from you or
check
right?
Yes if you want the Valentine's.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You could get an adopted dog.
Nice.
Oh, that's not
nice.
Jewelry.
That's smart.
It's
that's
a
smart.
Big responsibility.
Remember what's your name? That one's the arms of
Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Or Sarah McLachlan.
Celine Dion.
Celine. Both of those combined into one.
Yes. Sarah McLachlan.
What's
Dion.
A good gift that isn't jewelry that actually means?
And
something?
Adopted dogs don't last forever.
Oh, so I have a good one.
It could go away in about 20 years.
A cameo from Nut.
Wow. You're such a good business.
Oh,
I wasn't even thinking about
that.
You know what you should get?
Good.
A kebab.
Oh.
And
let's go to the next
Yeah.
You guys,
spoken word poetry.
That's what I do.
Guys,
yeah.
I know Bongo. We said two more, but we have two really good questions left.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do these quickly. Okay, this is great. The guy I'm dating is an asshole, but his dad is the doctor for the Celtics.
Whoa.
Do
whoa.
I secure the bag?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, yes. No, what's it called? No signing the thing.
I say, yeah, you get like checked out
Prenup.
For free. Like,
yeah.
You get like a body scan,
yeah.
All that shit for
yes.
free. Good to go. And then you,
and then you play.
The yeah. I think
you play.
And then you play for the team.
The guy I'm dating. Oh, okay. I was going to say get her pregnant, but can't do that.
Oh, she's yeah, it's a get guy. Pregnant.
No. Get close with the dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you really got the money.
The yeah. Whoa. I'm saying you go to the doctor, you get cleared, and then you play.
Okay, cool.
that's you're on the
then you secure the bag.
Yeah, the doctor cleared me to play tonight, coach. I have to play tonight. And then you go to half court and you have a threesome.
And then it's
Whoa. Call back.
You we'll also, see. You hate the Celtics, right? So you want to sabotage them as
do
much.
I hate the Celtics? I hate the Celtics.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
why did you put that in his mouth like that?
Oh, I guess. I don't care.
I thought the Celtics, everyone hates the Celtics. I hate
it was cool. They were wearing sunglasses indoors and they were like not making eye contact with people. They're sitting courtside. You and
next
Nick.
Question.
You and the Bows.
All right, guys. Last question. This is one of my favorite submissions that we got today. how do I convince my girlfriend to do Zach and Waleed cosplay
during like sex?
I think this is like a sexual thing. Yeah. Or maybe it's just around the house.
How do I convince my girlfriend?
Split personalities.
Well, then who's the, we got to assign roles here.
I'm Waleed.
Or no, like I'm saying for the guy and the girl.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, let's say.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so they're fucking each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I never thought about? If you were a celebrity, like well, of course, but like in this situation, someone doing a cosplay of you having sex with someone.
Dude, that'd be so.
That would be crazy.
That'd be so freaky.
And we're just scrolling through Pornhub, we see our like a title. Exactly.
Pushy eyebrows. Yeah.
Dude, that'd be so.
Kebab stand in the back.
Penny's there.
Yeah.
Zach Waleed on the beach in public.
Yeah.
Ass toe suck
in the military in public.
Yeah. Okay. How do we convince?
Just beg.
Yeah, beg for your life.
How about you watch the Zach Waleed show?
Yes.
Maybe the girlfriend doesn't watch. You watch us. She has a great time watching episode 73.
You watch while you're jacking off. You're like, I don't know, something about
you. I would say for Valentine's Day, buy her gifts. Mm-hmm. Slowly, like, build the outfit. Build the like the Waleed outfit or the Zach outfit.
Remove
tell
that.
Her, like, a little crew cut would look great on you, babe. You should grow a beard. That would look amazing on you. Next thing you know, she looks like you.
Yeah.
And then you come in looking like Zach or Waleed.
Yep.
It just happened. You got to make it organic.
Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker.
I agree with that. Beautiful. I agree with that.
Thank you guys for watching.
That's right, guys. That
episode
was 73. Episode 73 with our good friend Nut,
who traveled so far.
And we thank him so much.
Yeah, dude.
And
dude,
do I have a return flight?
Oh, shit, I forgot to book that. Hold on. I can get you on the metro that'll take you back to the bus, and then that should get you in an Uber to the airport.
Okay. So do I have a ticket?
No.
So I just go hang out at the airport.
Yeah, is that okay?
I could just drive home from there. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
well, I don't
have
a car. So.
No, I drove to the airport.
Hell yeah.
Nut, is there anything you want to plug, man?
Oh yeah.
Do I want to plug stuff?
Do you want to plug anything?
Jubilee.
Any like holes you want to plug?
I was thinking like what do you mean plug stuff? I'm sorry. Wait.
You want to bury?
Pull. Show him the case.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
Yeah. Plug. Whoa. I just did a Jubilee episode.
Cool.
That's right.
Oh, nice. They have me hosting the dating episodes now.
There you go.
Oh, nice. That's sick, dude. Congrats. Yeah. Go
also,
check those out.
Eventually, I'm probably gonna do my own videos and
stuff.
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
But
you
overdue.
Yes.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, dude, it's people are itching for it, man.
They
make
are
make it happen.
For
Yeah.
Whoa.
I want my nut.
Yeah. I also want to plug, I did see a comment a couple episodes ago saying that someone had no idea this show was on YouTube. So if you're listening to this, go watch this on YouTube and subscribe. Because
what's
that's
our
insane.
At? Zach Waleed Show?
Yeah, our ad is the Zach and Waleed Show.
Amen.
Zaz for short. Hell and please go subscribe
to our
YouTube.
I didn't know the show was on YouTube. We've done so many visual acts.
We
have to pretend just people don't know what they're doing. Yeah. We have to steer them in the right direction.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for watching. Make sure you get a cameo from Nut. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and check out his Jubilee videos.
Yeah, and don't forget, leave a thumbs up and rate us 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts.
And
blessing.
Bye.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.